Well, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We packed up at the car boot, just around about 12, bucky 12. Mary's already walking home. In fact, she'll be home by now. And I normally go over to the Home Bargains and pick her up a wee treat for the evening and get myself a bottle of beer. Still going to do that, but I decided I'd come up to Lidl's in the, it's a small retail park, really. To get her a couple of blocks of hazelnut chocolate. She loves that. So that was going to be an additional treat. Yeah. So as I entered the automatic door to Lidl's, that is through the outer automatic door and then the inner automatic door, listening to audio boo, so not really paying attention, I got battered out of the air like a guy, a big rugby player that is running with the ball and sticks his straight arm out and pushes straight in the chest off opponent. Well, that's why I got one. He wasn't a big rugby player. He was over 6 feet, lanky guy, and burst me out of the road right into the barriers. Yes, he was stealing stuff and he was waiting his moment. Funny enough, as I approached the external door, I noticed a young girl with her hood up, standing, leaning against one of the outer pillars, with chewing on the beads of her jacket. And I thought, that's strange. Oh, she's waiting on someone, isn't she? Yeah, guess who she was waiting on? Anyway, what happened was, this guy had obviously waited on his upper chancity, with the two doors being open, and belted with a basket with about 3 vodka bottles and sausage, square sausage, and 2 or 3 other things. And of course, I was in his road, as the store people, the checkout guys, had obviously been watching him. And one chased him out, was chasing him out the doors, and the other one had left his till and was running out the outdoor. They managed to get him outside because he tripped, his trousers fell down because I could see his pants and everything. And of course, he spilt all the stuff out the baskets, broke a couple of bottles. And the young girl then ran over to help him up, so it was obvious she was with him. But he pulled himself up and scampered off. All the guys were interested in was getting the goods back. Yes. So I stood and watched because I was actually hurt. A sore chest and my wrist against the railings. And, you know, I stood waiting on the guy coming back in and saying something. You know, he walked right past me with the basket with the stuff in it. Didn't say, are you okay? Didn't say anything. And I even got the same guy at the checkout and he didn't say a word. And I thought, you blind people, you're supposed to care for your customers. Did he not even see that I was the guy that was battered out of the road as he was chasing? Was he so focused that he didn't see a customer getting knocked out of the road? Anyway, I'm not whinging about the whole thing. It just shows you how people can be focused. They were both totally focused on catching this guy and getting the goods back. Well, not so much catching him, because they did have him down. There's no way he was going anywhere with his trousers down around about his knees. But for some reason, they let him get up and pull his trousers up and run away with the girl. Oh my God. Anyway, I thought he might say something to me, you know, but... Well, the big guy saw me because he had to knock me out the road, and the staff didn't see me because they were too focused. Wonder what happened if I had collapsed on the floor and made a big claiming. I wouldn't have done that. But anyway, it just shows you how you do something.